With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Facing a midnight Friday deadline, Senate Republicans hope today's the day that they pass a bill to avoid a government shutdown. Bob Agnew has the report.
Senator Marsha Blackburn says Democrat leader Charles Schumer is fighting against the continuing resolution because he would prefer a government shutdown.
He feels like it would hurt President Trump and it would hurt the Republicans.
But Blackburn says gone are the days when a shutdown was automatically blamed on the Republicans.
The American people agree with the steps that we're taking.
Blackburn tells the Salem Radio Network she expects enough Democrat support to pass the CR and keep the government up and running. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Trump border czar Tom Homan says government was well within its rights to arrest pro-Hamas organizer Mahmoud Khalil, who organized anti-Semitic protests on the campus of Columbia University.
He has summoned a group of protesters to shut down, take over parts of a school, destroy public property, support of a terrorist group, supporting Hamas, handing out pamphlets in support of them.
Homan interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. A federal judge ordering the Trump administration to reinstate thousands of probationary workers let go in mass firings across multiple agencies. The judge found the firings did not follow federal law. The agencies include the Departments of Veterans Affairs, Agriculture, Defense, Energy, the Interior, and the Treasury. Universities across the U.S. announcing hiring freezes. That's due to the risk of federal funding cuts. The Trump administration recently canceled $400 million in grants and contract funds for Columbia University over allegations that it failed to squelch anti-Semitism on campus. This is SRN News. J.P. Morgan Chase is changing its ways.
The giant bank, under pressure from customers and activist groups, has agreed not to close anyone's account because of their religious or political beliefs. The practice is called debanking, and Chase has done it to several Christian ministries and conservative organizations in recent years. The bank says it will issue new guidelines this summer that forbid, quote, discrimination based on religion, religious affiliation, religious views, or political affiliations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Louisiana woman has pleaded not guilty to a felony after allegedly getting abortion pills from a New York doctor and giving them to her teenage daughter to terminate her pregnancy. In January, a West Baton Rouge grand jury unanimously issued an indictment against the woman and New York-based Dr. Margaret Carpenter for criminal abortion by means of abortion pills. The woman's arraignment, part of a cross-state legal battle. This is SRN News. G7 ministers will convene in Canada today with issues of war and economic peace on the agenda. The European nations are coming off their own security meetings during the past few days, as BBC correspondent Hugh Schofield reports.
This was the third meeting of the recently formed E5 group of nations. France, the UK, Germany, Italy and Poland being Europe's five biggest spenders on defence. The aim was twofold: to step up military aid to Ukraine, Ukraine's own army being, in the words of French Minister Sébastien Lecornu, its best guarantee of security for the future. And second, to outline priorities in European defence as the continent seeks to replace a less than certain American commitment. According to Lecornu, these include missile defence, space defence and reindustrialisation.
The agenda for the G7 meeting includes discussions on China and Indo-Pacific, Ukraine and Europe and many other items. More details at SRNnews.com.